Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Trump has signed a congressional bill to spend more than $100 billion for increased testing and paid sick leave for millions of workers. Senators Marco Rubio of Florida and Susan Collins of Maine are finalizing another emergency coronavirus relief bill to help vulnerable small businesses meet payroll.
The goal is to keep employees connected to their employers so that people aren't just having to stay home but aren't and not just feeling the stress of being laid off, but the uncertainty of whether they even have a job to go back to when this is finished.
Senator Collins notes that many industries are already suffering.
The hospitality industry in particular, the restaurants, the B&Bs, the gift shops, the small hotels are being adversely affected.
Two members of Congress say they've tested positive for coronavirus. Florida Republican Mario Diaz-Balart and Utah Democrat Ben McAdams say they began feeling sick late Saturday. Both lawmakers say they're under self-quarantine. President Trump says two Navy hospital ships will be deployed to hard-hit areas of the East and West coasts. As NPR's Quill Lawrence reports, the USNS Comfort is being sent to New York City, where state officials hope to double their hospital capacity within 45 days.
Governor Andrew Cuomo said New York needs an increase of more than 50,000 hospital beds to accommodate demand during the coronavirus outbreak. Crucially, the state needs more than 30,000 new intensive care units. Cuomo said he has asked for federal help and has a good dialogue with President Trump.
But the president and I agree we're fighting the same war, and this is a war, and we're in the same trench. And his actions demonstrate that he is doing that.
The USNS Comfort, a floating hospital, will add 1,000 beds to free up resources on land to treat coronavirus patients. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, New York.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says the U.S. and Canada will close their shared border to non-essential travel. Emma Jacobs has more from Montreal.
Speaking outside his home, where he has been self-isolating since his wife was diagnosed with COVID-19, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said he and President Donald Trump had agreed to halt travel across the border for shopping or recreation.
Essential travel will continue. Our governments recognize that it is critical that we preserve supply chains between both countries.
He said the restrictions would remain in place, quote, as long as they need to last. Canada currently has more than 550 confirmed cases of coronavirus. For NPR News, I'm Emma Jacobs in Montreal.
An apparent tornado is sweeping through Taylor and Jones counties in central Texas. There are unconfirmed reports of injuries and some damage near Abilene. This is NPR News. The American Red Cross is urging healthy people to donate blood. It's reporting a severe shortage due to an unprecedented number of blood drive cancellations and social distancing during the coronavirus outbreak. People who visited China, Iran, Italy, and South Korea in the past 28 days are being asked to postpone their donations. An estimated 22 million Americans in recovery from drug and alcohol addiction are turning to online meetings to stay connected to recovery programs during the coronavirus pandemic, as WHYY's Nina Feldman reports from Philadelphia.
More than 200 people from around the country join an afternoon meeting through Zoom video. Some fold laundry on their beds or cuddle dogs on their couches. They share coping skills they've learned in their recovery that are proving useful in quarantine, such as prayer and exercise. Bill Kinkle from Philadelphia is one of them.
That's sort of the beauty of these meetings, is that you just don't feel so alone and isolated in the world as you're healing.
The meetings have hosted thousands of people since they started on Sunday. There are five meetings a day for people in recovery and one for friends and family. All are free. For NPR News, I'm Nina Feldman in Philadelphia.
Coronavirus response operations in the Salt Lake City area were briefly disrupted yesterday because of a magnitude 5.7 earthquake that caused some structural damage but no major injuries. Operations at Salt Lake City International Airport were temporarily halted. The airport's executive director said runways were not affected and that a broken water line appeared to cause most of the damage in a terminal that was temporarily closed. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News. In Washington.